What's up, everyone, and welcome to In The Room, the video series where I take a guitar rig, a pedal, amplifier, or full rig, and I put it in a situation where I'm recording the room it's in. Why would you do this? You know, in my regular demos, I just record, you know, a couple of microphones on the cabinet and trying to make it sound good for a mix. In the room videos, I'm trying to make sound that is more representative of how a rig sounds like if you're just standing right next to me in a room. So it's more of a, you know, okay, this is more how it feels and sounds when you're standing in a room listening to this rig. And today I'm doing my Marshall JCM 800. It's a 2205, which is the 50 watt with an effects loop in it. And I have this Marshall cabinet that I recently switched out to speakers from Eminence Legends All-Nico speakers to Celestion Greenbacks 25 watt speakers. It's the first time I'm doing greenbacks in the room video, and I'm really excited to hear the results. For this test, I'm using a Neumann TLM 102 microphone over there. I'm using two Austrian Audio OC18, a little scattered out like this. There's also a stereo microphone over there. And afterwards in Logic, I will time correct the different microphones to make them in phase, basically. That's a question I get a lot. People are asking if I time correct the microphones, and yes, that's something I do. Okay, so I have a test signal that goes BAP. I can measure how long it takes for that little blip to go through to all the microphones, and then I time correct them, basically. And in today's demo, I'm using also a DAE overdrive and also the new Fortin Soul Plus. That's new. Look at it. It's basically the same as the normal Soul, except you have a hold and release button and you have a key through. I'm ready to go. Now I'm going to play the JCM 800 without a boost, because it actually does not need a boost. Listen to this. I have gain on maximum right now. I mean, if you would have active pickup, this would probably be enough. You probably wouldn't need an overdrive because, I mean, the gain is at max. It's chugging, but for me personally, if I want to use this in a very, very mel awesome aspect, I would probably use an overdrive. So let's kick in the DAE Duality DX. Now it's utilizing the top row right there. And even though I have the Fortin Soul and the effects loop, the Duality DX does also have a gain. So there's actually a gain in front of and in the effects loop of the amplifier, making it extremely tight. Let's turn it off. I mean, I don't think the JCM gets enough praise for how metal it is. It's a really underrated amplifier, especially during the, you know, the 90s. A lot of people were into rectifiers and all that shit. The 5150 was the shit when it came to metal. But, you know, the JCM 800 is really fucking good sounding, man. And that's what Carey used. You know, he had gates and shit to boost the amplifier. All right, let's bring back the Duality DX. So this top row right here is basically like a tube screamer. And this bottom row, if we change the chow, is more like a TC Electronics line driver. So... the amplifier does not like this one. You can hear it's saturated, like it's hitting the roof pretty hard. So... but it makes the amplifier sound really chunky and modern, but there's some high highs there that doesn't sound too normal. Here. Sometimes at the point of impact it goes like... that means that we're boosting way too much for the input. So let's go back. Now in this cabinet, these greenbacks are very mid-heavy, and compared to a V30, they lack a lot of the high-end frizzle that the V30 has. Together with a V30, I think they kind of complete each other pretty good. But I can hear it straight now in the room. It's very mid-heavy. It doesn't have any annoying frequencies that necessarily hurt your ears, but it's still very loud. It's a very comfortable speaker to listen to. I think with an amplifier like this, that you would need to use an equalizer in the effects loop to boost a lot of the low end, in my opinion. Right now, I have bass on max. It's not really that much bass, even without the overdrive engaged. It has bass, but you would want some more, you know, low end sub harmonies, you know, sub frequencies, and then. But everything else surrounding the sound of this amplifier is just so compact and perfect. It's not all over the place when it comes to the rhythm tone, you know? It's very compact and sounds absolutely immense. So there you go, that's the Marshall JCM 800 and my Marshall oversized cabinet with greenbacks in it. You've been watching Ola in the Room. Hope you enjoyed this little video. Make sure to subscribe to my channel. Thank you so much for watching. See you, bye.